solutions here, Samach.
We ready? This is Debbie. Challenge yesterday to try to find the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. I was kind of hoping that Asher's father would be here, because his father's like one of these people that would challenge this hanocha. I made a hanocha that there's never a Rashi and Tosfos that say the same thing, the same sugya. So Asher's father's the type to show me eight different places in Shas where it's not like that. The truth is that I really would love if someone could ask Reb Shas Cohen. There's someone named Reb Shas Cohen. His name is Reb Shaya Cohen. It's not the type of thing that's black and white. Like many people say, here it is, right here. There's a Rashi and Tosfos, the same thing.
We just found Tosfos.
We just
found him in the second Seder.
They think they found one second Seder. I don't believe that there is one.
Rabbi
Isaacowitz is going to have to take them out for a meal. But I don't think there is one. Lamaisa.
He says Pirish Rashi, and then the whole thing explains. He says Kodesh Rashi River, and then he says Akam Hashem.
That's okay. That's okay, because he's quoting Rashi. Well, he's not quoting Rashi, he's just saying the same thing as Rashi. It's plagiarism. Oh, gosh. That's okay. That's interesting. That is definitely interesting. That is definitely interesting. Hakopanim, no one really got it, though I have to be honest that Mordechai Ben-Yon got very, very close. So Belina, the next month, I'm going to give him a meal with his wife, not with me, just him and his wife. He got very close. The shot is like this. The Gemara says over here, it says over here, the stin of Tetein La'abo La'avicha, that Rashi asked the question, why is that not Mekudeshes Midin Arif? So Rashi says, the answer is because over there, she was the one who initiated. When she initiates, so then it's a din of, then you can say it works within Arif. When he initiates, then she's Meshata boy. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos seems to say Kemat, the exact same thing. It seems to be exactly the same. Now there are differences. It was like hacking the words Ikel Amemar, which I'd like to kind of like get the words Ikel Amemar, but it doesn't mean that one's suffic, the other one's Vadai. Avada over here, both are saying this, that the word is either Mekudeshes Midin Vadai or Einu Mekudeshes Midin Vadai. So what's the machlok is as follows. Perhaps he was suggesting that according to Rashi, what's happening is when she is Meshata boy, Rashi says, Kaloi Marten. Rashi is saying he is protesting. She is protesting. She is saying, absolutely not. Get out of my life. She is saying, I am not interested. As opposed to, according to Tosfos, she's enoch hasheshes, which on the side of the Magia brings enoch hasheshes lidvarav, and she's not taking him seriously. It just means that she's not taking him seriously. Not that she's protesting. A nafka mina would be as follows: the Tosfos Riazakin says, what happens if after she says tnein la'av la'avicha, he taka goes and gives it to her father and to her, or to his father in front of her, and she's shoysek. What's the din then? Says the Tzvi Zokin, there are those that say Mekudeshes, and I argue, says Tzvi Zokin, and I hold not, this is Lashon over here. Lashon of Tzvi Zokin is, he says not, I'm trying to find the Lashon, hold on. V'lam Milsi, he argues. What's the machlokes? I think the machlokes is as follows. If you hold, it's just the pshat, enoch hasheshes l'dvarav, she's not taking him seriously. Ikol lameimer enoch hasheshes, which means that on the surface it doesn't look like she's taking him seriously, but if he afterwards gives it to the man and she's quiet, so she never protested. So then, now it could appear like as if Shitaka wants the Kedushin to be done that way. Before it was Ikal HaMeimar, we don't have clearly that she wants it, but over here he does what she says, and they'll be married. Mashenken, according to Rashi, once she protests, when she says, give it to Plon, we see that as a protest. We see that as she's saying, I don't want to be married, even if he gives it to that to her father, it doesn't make a difference because she already said no. So therefore, the shtika afterwards is not going to affect. That's what we were thinking. Perhaps maybe the oilim's pshatim were also good pshatim, and I don't want to chas v'shalom say anyone that you all said very good diyukim, and we're trying to pick up on nuances in Rashi and Tosfos. This is the one that I was thinking of kopanim. Let's go weiter in the sukkah. Motcha, hold me to that, okay? At least your wife should hold me to that. You have to do it on a Monday night, so you don't miss night sitting. Okay. So the Gemara Batin, I was talking about a case where he says, I want to marry you, and she says, she throws it layam, or she throws it in front of him, which we say they're not mekudeshes. She throws it la'avu l'avicha, which we say is not mekudeshes. Now we have a case where the Gemara says, she says, t'neim al gabe sela. She says, t'neim al gabe sela. So Rashi learns, it appears from Rashi, seems there's a whole new sugya according to Rashi. This is now a sugya of not a question of whether she wants to be married or not. If she throws into the yam, the Gemara says the animal kodesh is because she's not interested. She's showing us that she's not interested. Loimer ain't he right? So why is she throwing it? She wants to say I'm not interested. What about in the case of Tneim la'abal avicha? Also, she's saying I'm not interested. But what happens if she says she puts it agabi sela? Then Rashi says now the nashel is not whether that she's not interested. Now the shaila is whether or not she can be married. Is she have a way to be mekudeshes? Right? If she says give him to someone else, so then we see she's not interested. But she says put it on the rock, so then who's going to pick it up from the rock? She's going to pick it up from the rock. So there's no, Rashi says, we don't see necessarily over here that she is, she doesn't want to be married. Just put it on a rock, she never got it. What about if he says, put it on my rock? Rashi says over there in the Mekudesh, it says Rashi, Shechatzeiro shel Adam, Koine, Veharehu, Kamoy, Shemekablosoi. Chatzeiro shel Adam, Koine, so therefore, she got it. It's called, she got the money, therefore she's Mekudesh. So according to Rashi, we went off onto a whole different discussion. The discussion now is not whether or not she wants to be married. We can assume she wants to be married. The assumption question is whether or not she got it enough. Frek, Tosis Akasha on Rashi. Tosis says, but how could that be? But if that's true, what's the Gemara Shiloh by Sela Shel Shneim? Because Sela Shel Shneim is, after all, for sure she can't be Koine. Can't be Koine and Sela Shel Shneim. So therefore, what's the Gemara Shiloh? So the halacha is as follows. When you have a chatzur shel shutfin, usually you could be kind in a chatzur shel shutfin. It's just, you can be kind from a third party. If Reuven and Shimon have a chatzur together, Reuven wants to be kind of something in that chatzur, he can, if he's getting it from Levi or from someone else. But to be kind of from Reuven to Shimon, and it's going from his rishus to his rishus, it's all really the same rishus. It's hard to define it. It's just like now it's in my rishus because it's going from you to me. So therefore, the Gemara says, by shutfin, it's not going to work to be kind of one from the other. So here it's Sela Shel Shnehem, and then the husband wants to be Makadish, or the man wants to Makadish the wife, they happen to be partners in the Sela. It's not going to work. That's the way, that's Tosis' kasha on Rashi. And Meila Tosis says a different pshat in the Gemara. And Tosis' pshat in the Gemara, Tosis only gives us a peek into what's going on over here. And Tosis says that the Gemara Shaila is still a Shaila of whether or not she wants to be married or she doesn't want to be married. If she says put it on a rock, so then, what she means to say like, just like, you can put it over there, okay, buddy? It's like, it doesn't sound like she really wants to be married. But if the rock is her rock, so then it sounds like she does want to be married. Let's see Tosfos inside. It says, Tosfos, im haisa sela shalom mekudeshes, pirish bekuntris dechatzera koinela, veloi nehira, de imkein, my boy sela shal shneihem, mau, pshita jena koine, kiven shu chatzu shal shneihem, ken amin amperek mechres asvina, you can't be koine, amir avyane, chatzu shal shnei shutfim, koinen ze mi ze, umukmina la bemoide, mesoy kupasoy, shalokeach, it could only work, you can koine one shutter from the other, if there's a kli there, some sort of kli, avo b'moidir ala karka loy. So over here she's saying, t'neim al gabe sela, put it on the rock, and therefore there is no kli over there. V'nir lefarish. T'hacha hatam ein talui b'kinyin chatzera. We don't mean that there's kinyan chatzera. That's not what's going on over here. Ela kisha sela shala sam chadaita. When the sela is hers, then she has das to be mekudeshes. Ukisha ena shaloi loy sam chadaita. Uboy kisha sela shosneim y sam chadaita loy. In other words, it seems like he's saying as follows. If she says put it on a rock, so she doesn't really want to be married to him, put it on a rock. Like, you know, leave your money on a rock. But if she says put it on my rock, then maybe she's some chadaita, because after all, it's her rock. Lefizeh, I could understand a little bit better why we're talking about a rock. Why aren't we just talking about a chotzer? According to Rashi, the shaila is the rock is not her chotzer, but if it's her rock, so then it's kodim in chotzer. So just write chotzer, and then you have a shaila chotzer shel shneim. According to Tosfos, no, the vort is put it on a rock is saying I don't want to be married. Put it on my rock. Maybe it's saying I want to be married. Put it in my chutzah for sure. I mean, that's like not a discussion. Put it on my. If the rock is hers, then she wants to be married because it's her rock. So according to Tosfos, this is a question of her das. So therefore, the word rock is really a very important part of this discussion. That's the way Tosfos looks. The shaila is according to Tosfos, Zolzain, she wants to be married, but according to Tosfos, how is she taka married? Where's the kinyan? I want to take Tosfos, this is Kasha and Rashi, and throw it right back in his face. Tosfos, where's the kinyan over here? Chutzah shel shneim, it's the rock of both of theirs. The question is soymich das or not soymich das. Even if you're soymich das, but where's the kinyan? Comes along the Beis Yosef and says the Beis Yosef, Tosfos only gave us half of the picture. What Tosfos means to say is based on the Rush. And if you look at the Tosfos HaRush, the Tosfos HaRush says this over here also in Tosfos, is this false? Did the man actually put the money on the rock? Does it say in the Gemara that he put the money on the rock? All it says is she said put it on the rock. Maybe what happens is as follows. She says put the money on the rock. He doesn't listen to her. He puts the money in her lap. Are they mekudeshes? That's the Gemara's shaila. He says put the money on a rock. She says put the money on a rock. He puts the money in her lap. So if you're saying over here that she says put it on a random rock, so it's as if she said I don't want to be mekudeshes. Even if he puts it in her lap, they're not mekudeshes. But if she says put it on my rock and he puts it in her lap, they're mekudeshes. What happens if she says put it on a rock that belongs to both of us? Does she want to be mekudeshes or not? At the end of the day, he's putting it in her lap. So what would the kinyan hypothetically be? It would be with the kinyan chutz or kinyan yad, whatever it is. That's the discussion according to Tosfos. Yeah. What?
Rashi sounds not like that.
Rashi's not like Tosfos. Shai is what it's according to Rashi. How do we answer Tosfos' kasha? So comes the Ramban, and the Ramban says the teretz is as follows. Says the Ramban, there's such a thing with even within Shutfim as one of the Shutfim kind of like being kinda a particular area. Being kind of a particular area. In other words, we own the property together, but I could kind of like section off a part just for you, which it could be kind of duchta. Duchta is a place, says the Ramban. Over here, we're talking about that even though the chotzer shel shutfim, the shaila is maybe she's kind of duchta. She's kind of the place where he put the cell, he put the mana. He says, she says, put the mana on the rock. So if it belongs to her, she's mekudeshes. Doesn't belong to her, not. Chotzer shel shutfim, what's the shaila? Is she kind of duchta? Kind of that place, and therefore it'll be a kedushin or not. One shutef can't be kind from another shutef if the chutz belongs to both of them. But if you section off a part that's just for me, then I could even be kind from you. Well, the shaila is the kind of duchta. What?
They both have to agree to do this stuff, don't
they?
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Shaila, if they did it,
is this not as if they did it? Well, they didn't do it. Shaila is it happening?
It's the same thing as the Rashba. Was the Baal?
The Rajma says similar, I believe, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, frekta avne meluyim and simin lamed. You have to do a kinyan. What do you mean, kind of duchta? How are you kind of duchta? You have to do, so usually it's the kind of duchta with the ishtamshus. But she's not using the place. He's the one who's putting down the cellar there. She didn't put the cellar down. So where I was, you have to be kind of duchta. How does it work? It says, avne meluyim, I'm already kechidish. Avne meluyim says that ain't a chanan, but there's a Tosfos. He brings a Tosfos in Bechoyres. The Tosfos says that when there's a mitzvah that's happening, nichna 11 mitzvah b'memoinoi, and therefore Tosfos says even without a kinyan, there's like gomer or meshabed nafsha. So says Tosfos, being that it's a mitzvah to be mekadesh and isha, so therefore over here is also a mitzvah happening. So therefore he's megamik. So then he's meshabed nafshei through the mitzvah's kedusha. That's a whole hack as far as is kedusha considered a mitzvah? Is it not considered a mitzvah? Is it a hechsher mitzvah? Well, that's the Avni Mumim's pshat in the Ramban, chiddush pshat in Rashi. However, perhaps we can suggest a different pshat in Rashi. And this pshat yesterday, Shimshon Willick was mechavin to. this pshat in Rashi. And I think that this is a very appropriate finish to the Zman and finish to Chavrusa Shaft. It's like this. It's as follows. It's based on a third mahalach. There's a mahalach here in the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid over here says, Rashi's pshat was, it works within Chotzer. Tosfos's pshat was that you put it in the lap. The Tosfos Rid has a whole different mahalach. Take a look at the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says, we gave it out yesterday, Imhoya Sela Shel Shneim. Says the Tosfos Rid that similar to Rashi, but similar to Tosfos. Shoyel, what's the Gemara's Shaila? In Bederech Kas Amraloi, Oy Bechol Leiv. Ubakulam im amra ve'akadashin l'cha nirali tehim kudashas the bechol leiv kamrala. If we know she means bechol leiv, says the Tosfos Rid, mekudashas in any of these cases, even if it's sela that's not hers, if we know she means it, mekudashas. How? Bechol mokay. Listen to this. It's like this is so beautiful, Rabbi Yisai. Such a beautiful end of the zman. Bechol mokay sheyitneim b'tzivuya. Ilu sam biyada dami. Anytime you put it based on her commandment, on her instruction, it's as if you placed it in her hands. No. Minira li duadin lagabe get. Imhaya baila noisen lagita. Also by get. If the husband comes and she says, put it on a rock. Lagabe karaka. The agarish migurashasi. Uki ilu sam biyada dami. And he says, not like Tli Gibech Nal Gabi Karaka, because over there, she didn't say that, she didn't tell him to put it. Aval Hecha Da Amrla Tanel Gabi Karaka, Ki Ilu Nasna Biyada Dami. What's going on? What's Tli Zvit saying? He's saying something special about Get and Kiddushin. It's Mashman Tli Zvit Azak, Tli Zvit nowhere else. Special by Get and Kedushin. Get and Kedushin have a special din. What's this din? What's this Tosfos Rid? What's he saying over here? As Dachzach, Tosfos Rid is saying as follows. What's the din of Gerushin? How does a man Megarushin Isha? What does the Pasuk say? Kosev La Sefer Krisus? Nasan Biyata. What does that mean? Put it in her hand. Does it say anything about Kinyan? Is there anything in Gerushin about Kinyan? Is the vart and I get to be kind of the get? What?
You have to receive it.
He has to place the get in her hand. The putting in the hand is good enough. Nasan biyada. Alright, you can be Megarish on Isuri, I know, you can't be kind of Isuri, I know, but Nasan biyada. Not only that, I tell you another raya. A man can be Megarish on Isha. Bal Korcha. So he takes her hand, she's screaming, no, 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 puts it in her hand, no, 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 puts it in her hand. She's koine. There's a kinyan there. What's the pshat? The din of gerushin is v'nasan biyada. Zok the Tosfos Rid. The din of nesina is neskayim, wherever she tells you to put it. You want to give it to me? I'm telling you, put it over here. It's neskayim nesina. Is she koine with the nesina? Who said anything about kinyan? Veret Megan Kinyan Bechlal. Zok the Tosfos Rid. Kiddushin Oichet. The Lashon from the Rambam in Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. Rabbi, you heard this Rambam. Sheyitain Dovar Biyada Isha. Oy Beshtar Oy Bebiya. Kesef Kiddushin is what? It's a Maisa Nesina. Yitain Dovar Biyada Isha. How are you Mekadish with Kesef? Says Rambam, it's with a Maisa Nesina's Kesef. It's a Nesina. Says the Tosfos Rid, if all you need is a nesina, I don't care where you put it. You can put it anywhere in the world. If you're listening to her, it's ki'ilu, you put it in her hands. This is pshat according to the Tosfos Rid. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to suggest that maybe Rashi doesn't say exactly like Tosfos Rid, but maybe he means similar. Let's look in the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Mahaya sela shalom kudeshes." Says Rashi, "Shechatzera shel adam koine, v'harehu k'moi shemikablosai." What does that mean? Chatzera shel adam koine. What does Rashi mean? Because she's koine, right? So what do you say after that? V'areu k'misha mekablasoi. It's like she received it. I think what Rashi is saying as follows. I agree, Tosfos read, all you need is a nesina. But the nesina has to be where? Biyad ha'isha. It has to come into her shus. So you're just going to put it on a rock? On a rock doesn't help. You have to put it in her chatzer. So therefore, it has to be, and if it's in her chatzer, hareyu k'misha mekablasai. She's mekabel it in her chatzer. Then it's as if she got it. Not that she's koina with the chatzer, but she's mekabel in her chatzer. Therefore, says Rashi, that's enough.
In order to be a Makawa, you need to be kind.
Nein, you don't need to be.
Why come at the chutzner?
It's all the same place.
If I put this here, was I eating Dover Biyad Aisha? I put it here, on the table.
Did she tell you to put it there?
She told me to put it there.
That's the machlokes.
So, and Rashi's going to say, but that's not cool, putting it in her hand. Putting it in her hand is putting it in her possession. In her physical hand. Yadoi, gagoi, chatzera, karfifa. It's all called giving it to her. But I put it somewhere which she told me to put it. It's not called in her hand. So he says, Zerid is mechadish. It's even called putting it in her hand. Says Rashi, I agree with you in concept, in principle. I understand that the mechanics of Kedushin works through a Maisa Nesina. Upper has to be Nesina Biyada. How is it Biyada? Through Chatzer. Rashi doesn't say Chatzer is Koine. Rashi says Chatzer or Shalat is that she's being Koine. Chatzer or Shalat is Koine Loi. A Chatzer is Koine. V'hareu k'mishu mekablasai.
Why do you need a Kenyan then?
You're not doing a Kenyan. You just need that. That Chatzer is a Makom Kenyan for me. That means Chatzer is my domain. Because I could be kind with my chutz, that means the chutz is my domain. Therefore, you put it in my domain. Therefore, that's considered a yad. If you look in Tosfos, Rav Asher is medayik in Tosfos, half of a fella. Tosfos brings Rashi, Pirush Bekuntris, Shechatzeira Koinela. Rabbi Yisai Rashi never says that. Rashi doesn't say that. That's a misquote?
Misquote.
Plagiarism.
It's not plagiarism. It's the opposite. It's a misquote of Rashi. Rashi doesn't say chatzera koine lo. Rashi says chatzer shel adam koine or koine loy. Toises brings Rashi chatzera koine lo. Her chatzer's been koine for her. Toises then goes off the handle. Says, what do you mean chatzer shel shutvin can't be koine? The answer is Rashi's not saying that's not the pshat. Avada, you can't be koine in this case over here. You're going to be koine to this. You don't need to be koine. The din according to Rashi is because of kedushin is a mais and a sina. Yitain dovar biyada isha. The shaila is, what about it's chatzah shal shneim? So over there, from him, I can't be koine. But from other people, I could be koine. So therefore, this is considered my rishus. But it's also his rishus. Is that niskayim and a sina on that or not? That's the chur going to be pshat. If you say that pshat in Rashi.
Even if it's a chatzer
shein
mishtameres.
What?
Even if it's a chatzer
shein mishtameres. Maybe even if it's a chatzer shein mishtameres. Because the chefts of the chatzer, it's a shailin what's mishtamer or not. Is mishtamer totally in, is it din the chatzer, is it din the kinyan? Is chatzer shein mishtameres considered a chatzer? And you just can't be koine? I'm in vitzida, he makes it mishtamer, it depends on what mitzir rate. But the chari, even if it's a chatzer shein mishtameres, could say this.
You should have to do a nesina, why does it matter that it's where
that's the you have to put in her yad. Yitin dover biyada isha.
Why does the sellah that's no one's work?
It doesn't work. According to Rashi, it won't work. Only according to Tosfos. Tosfos is mechadesh that any nesina is considered a nesina that you're giving. Anywhere you put it is called putting it in her hand. Maybe Rashi held in order to be called putting it in her hand, you have to put it in her reshus. If you look, the Meiri says mamish this. Take a look. Mayor over here, the Meiri. If you look in the bottom of the Meiri says, four lines from the bottom of the Meiri. Nikol makom heimetartzim she'ein shar mekhim doimin l'kedusha isha. Kedusha isha is not similar to other mekhim. Shere yesh dvarim harbe shatatzoch ben b'shar kinyonim she'ein tzricha kedusha isha. There's a lot of requirements that we need for other kinyonim. We don't need it for isha. Kegon meshicha agbah v'doimeyem v'shar mekhim. However, gufa shal dover ukanoi. He's been kind of the gufa shal tzarch kinyah chashuma yosem in isha. Vashteit shtei damar dikazach. Rashi learned that state in the Mishnah Isha Nikmis Shalosh Drachim, one of them is Kesef. Rashi learned that's not what it means. It's a Meitnish Isha Nikmis. Ha'ayis state Nikmis. It's not that you're being coined the Kesef Bechlal. Kesef is a Maisa Nesina. Mali kesef tidei, mali kesef tida. Doesn't make a difference. It's just a symbolic act. That's all it is. It's a mice and a sinas kesef. Not only that, you don't even have to be koine the kesef. The vizah. Who does the kesef belong to after you do the nesina? Could still be his kesef. You did a mice and a nesina liyada. Maybe. How is she kind of the kesef? How did the kesef become hers? Maybe once you're mekudeshes, then automatically the money will become hers. But did she do a kinyan? Chotzer, hagbah, meshincha. No kinyan on the kesef. And still we're saying that she's mekudeshes. So the choy rabbi say, the pshat says, she's not doing meshincha. What? He puts it in a chatzah shoshneim. She can't be koina in a chatzah shoshneim. She's not koina. But it's a quilt. He put it in her hand. She's not koina. According to the Tosis Rich, she's for sure not koina. And still the mekudeshes. So you see that the kedushin is not totally on the king of kesef. Rabbi said, I want to go back for a second to something which we said back then. I want to just crystallize. We said over here, the Gemara on Daf, Gimel Amid Bey, spoke about who is Mekadosh. Says the Gemara, the father is the Mekadosh. How do we know the father is Mekadosh? It's Bitin Asati Disha Zeh. In fact, the Gemara Zolzah, and the father is Mekadosh, maybe she gets the money. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. Avi Mekabu Kedusha Adich Seves Bitin Asati Disha Zeh. Vi Shakla Kaspa. She's going to take the money. Says the Ritva, it's impossible. It's a bilti afshari. It's not possible for this to happen. Why? Because if the father's the Makadish, then he has to get the money. He doesn't get the money. How is he the Makadish? You can't make a Kedushin without money. So if he's the Makadish, he's got to get the money. How can it be that he's Makadish and she gets the money? It just doesn't work. It's impossible. Rashi says different. Rashi says it's improbable. Rashi says that why? Why would you do such a thing? Efshu shalchinam zikei akasev. Why would you give the money to the girl and not give the money to the father? It's mashma v'mashma. We could do that. In theory, the money could go to the girl. We asked, what's the machlokas Rashi and Ritzu? So Nachama, what we said, there's other pshatim back then, but what we said was as follows. According to Rashi, the kiddushin doesn't have to do with who the money belongs to. The kiddushin has to do with the mice and the sina. So who is the one the mice and the sina happens to? Maybe do the mice and the sina to the father. Who's going to keep the money? Vasat the shaykhis to the chalus kedushin. V'aray over here, the Tzvin is saying that there's no maisa kinyan mechlal on the kesef. You're putting the kesef on this random rock. And the mekudeshes. With what kinyan? No kinyan. So kedushin is not gebayt on kinyan. Kinyan is a tzav of kedushin. So maybe the father will do the kedushin and the kinyan will go to the kesef, will go to the daughter. It's shaykh. If you learn like Tosfos, the Yisoid of the Kesef is Kinyan Kesef. So then it's impossible. That's why Tosfos over here totally rejects Rashi's pshat. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? Kinyan? Through Chatzer? How can Chatzer be kind over here? It's Chatzer Shoshutfin. That's why Tosfos, he kind of like takes some license to change the way the words of Rashi. Because that's the way Tosfos understood Rashi.
The girl doesn't become the owner of the money in this case.
What?
She has to go make a Kinyan. It's not really even hers. And you put it in the Chatzer.
Oh, so the Shaila, it could be that after the Kedushin, I think there's a Lashon by Get, Shamayim Kamaknila, that is the Shalmi, I think it is.
If Shalim even going to Rashi, when the father takes the money for the mice, I don't care to make a Kenyan,
but you could spout and say that Min Shamayim they gave it to the girl. You could do that, right? It's possible. The Maisa Kedushin has nothing to do with this is just a kickback. So who does the kickback go to? It maybe goes to her, maybe it goes to him. According to the Ritva, you can't do Kedushin without Chalos Kinyan. So the Kinyan has to be him. According to Rashi, so after the Kedushin, we decided to give the starter to him, or the Kesef to her, or whatever. We decided, does it have to be? No, you can do Kedushin without it. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question. That was the Gemara's question. Maybe it becomes the girl. So the Gemara said, why are we giving him Kedushin if he's not getting any money? So, but in theory, it could work that way. The father does the Kedushin, because Kedushin has nothing to do with Kenyan, and then the Torah gives it to her. Why not? Could, theoretically. Okay. The case where she says, Tnei Magabe Sela. In fact, the Rishonim, it's name Agavi Seva, why don't you Mekudesh this? Midin Arif. Why isn't she? She says, put it, give it to someone else. Mekudesh this Midin Arif. It's name Agavi Seva, why is Mekudesh this Midin Arif? So let's get clear. According to Tosfos, the kasha doesn't start because she doesn't want to be mekudeshes to him. According to Tosfos, the kasha doesn't start. She doesn't want to be mekudeshes to him. They're both learning. The Gemara's Shaila is over here whether she wants to be married. She says, put it on a rock. She's like telling him, you know, get out of here. Scram. But according to Rashi, the Rashi's learning the Gemara's Shaila is just, is there an Asina here? She bets him wants to be married. So why isn't she mekudeshes? Me didn't set me didn't RF. As I fract the Rishon. Zok the Ramban. Ramban says, Enochanami. It's not a bad I thought, but Ariv only works, says the Ramban, when he actually does something that's going to put himself out. In other words, she says, put it on a rock. He puts it on a rock. I picked it up. Like, did that do anything? Was that a big deal for him? Put it on a rock. Okay, put it on. If she says, give it to someone else, bimatana, so then he just coughed up money for her. He just spent money for her. He just expended from his bank account for her. That's making Kadesh Din Arif. But put it on a rock. He picked it off the rock. So why is that? There's no Hano over there. The Hano is that he's willing to drop money for her. He's not dropping money by putting it on a rock. Says the Ramban, Enoch Hanami. If she would say to him, I want you to throw it in the sea, a place where it is not retrievable. I want you to drop it into a valley, into a abyss. It'd be mechudeshes, according to Rashi. But being that over here, she just said, put it on a rock, so put it on a rock, pick it up on a rock. That's not, it's no hana. Can you please stand up? Can you please sit down? Can you please put that down for a second? There's hana over there, because I put it down. Has to be that I did something that's going to be an investment.
Left us with
sure,
someone
to
grab it off the
rock. That's not enough. the Ramban is saying it's not called enough. If you throw it into a sea, then I'm not getting it back.
I know that there wasn't that he gave something to someone she wanted something to be given to.
So some of the Rishonim say that has to be that you gave it, you benefited someone else for me. Ariv is only if someone else benefited for me. We spoke about that machlokes back then. If throwing it into the sea is mekudeshes midin Ariv or not, or is someone else has to be nana, or is it just the listening to me alone? The listening or the someone else's hana. But the Ramban seems to say it's even someone else's hana. If you don't like the Ramban, then for sure there's no kasha. Okay, what's up the Gemara Vayter? Says the Gemara. Iskachili bekikor tenem lekelef. Marry me with a kikor, and she says, give it to a dog. Ainam kudeshes. Hoya kelef shalom, kudeshes. Oh, so now let's go. How does she mekudeshes if it's her dog? So Tosfos Harosh says, it doesn't mean that you gave it to the dog. She said, give it to the dog, and where did he put it? In her lap. Mekudeshes, because he put it in her lap. The chiddush is because she says give it to a dog. Even if you put it in her lap, I would think she's saying give it to the dogs. You know what I mean? She says so. But if it's her dog, then it's considered as if she's Nisrati. You put it in her lap. That's Tosfos. According to the Tosfos Rid, similar type of thing. The shaila is just whether or not anywhere I put it in the dog's mouth. I put it on a anywhere I put it. According to Tosfos Rid, it's considered if she got it. The shaila is according to Rashi. Hashi mekudeshes. There's no chatzar here. Hashi mekudeshes. But it has to be in the sina to her chutzner. The dog's mouth is her chutzner. It's considered a chutzner. I don't know if that's. She has bilus on the dog. It doesn't make it a chutzner. It has to be considered her domain. I'm putting it into something that's considered your reshus. I'm putting it into your property. I'm putting it into your. So,
the
pi para. Pi para ki chutzner anizik. Pi parak chatzar anizik. Maybe that'll be considered rishus. It's not in halacha. It's not considered rishus so much. Could be pi parak chatzar anizik. Maybe that'll be enough for shus. So the Rashba says there's a concept called the shtarshi. The shtarshi is that the hana is the fact that she now benefited. After all, now she doesn't have to buy Alpo for the next 2 days because he fed the dog. So the Rashba says there's a chinish here, because I would think you'd have to say or you would have whatever. You didn't say any of that. So the Ramban says Mekudeshes midin Arif. According to Rashi, explain to the Rashi, it depends by Arif. Yeah, by Mishtarshi, yes. But by Arif, Rashi doesn't say by Hiyano. So maybe over here, Mekudeshes midin Arif, according to the Ramban. Ramban, this is like Arif. Because he's putting in a davar avod. Ramban says the only reason why putting on the rock is not because I didn't put it in a place that's going to get lost. I put it in your animal's mouth, I'm not getting it anymore. Mekudeshes midin Arif. Let's look at the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, "Boy Rav Mari, Kelev Rotzach Reha Mahu. Ba'u Hano De Kamatzlo Nafsha Mina Gomer Makanya La Nafsha. Odilma Matzi Amalei Midirai Sachiv Mechayves Latzule. Take it." So basically, this Gemara is a very big problem. The Gemara says, "What about a Kelev that is running after her?" So what's the Shaila? Shaila is, when she says, give it to the dog, does she want to be Mekudeshes or not want to be Mekudeshes? Now, according to Tosfos and Tosfos Rid, all of the Shailas in the Gemara up until now were all about her Das. She throws it back at him. She throws it into the Yam. She says, give it to my father. She says, put it on a rock. She says, give it to the dog. This Shaila, where the dog's running after her, is the same type of Shaila. Give it to the dog. She's trying to say, do I really want to be Mekudeshes? Or she say, look, you were Mechuyv to save me anyway, so for sure you should have given it to the dog. I didn't have to ask you. But according to Rashi, the case of Tnei Magali Selu, he says, not a Shaila of what she wants. Shaila is considered if she got a Nesina. The case of dog also is going to be a Shaila of whether or not she got a Nesina. Is the mouth of the dog called a Nesina or not? Something like that. It's called a Nesina. So what's the Shaila of Dinar or whatever? Dog's running after you. It's, now we're getting back to the Shailas of Das by Kelev Ratzach Hareha. Kelev itself is a Shaila of whether she got a Kabbalah. Kelev Ratz is now a Shaila in Das. According to Rashi, the Chayr, it's a little bit choppy. Pshan in the Gemara. So the Gemara take him. He's catching the Bekikar Taneu La'ani. And Mekudeshes. If you learn a Samachale on my time, Amalei, Yehechid Mechayivis Be'ano, just like I'm Chayiv to give the Ani. Hachi Mechayivis Be'at, you're also Chayiv. Hugavar Da'avile Mezavin Chumri Paschaisa, it's different gearses. He used to sell something. Asi Ahu Itza Amalei Havli Chad Shucha. She wanted one strip. Amalei Yavis Lichi Mekudeshes Li. If I give it to you, you'll be married to me. Amalei Have me of! Give it to me! Just give it to me! Amar Rav Chama, call have me of, lav klum. No, not Mekudeshes. Hu gavra davi kashasi chamra, he was drinking wine, b'chanusa. Asu itza, woman came, amalei, have li chad kosa, give me a cup. Amalei, yevinis lach, Mekudeshes li, amalei, ashkui ashkinon, just give me the drink. Amar Rav Chama, call ashkui ashkinon, lav klumu. Hu gavra davi kashasi tamra, shadi tamra medikla, he was knocking tamra, his dates, off of the tree. I'll say it's Amalei Shadli Tati. Can you knock two down for me? Amalei Yishadin is Lach Mikalishli. Amalei Shadi Mishta. Just knock it down for me. Why did she give? Why two dates? Because in a pruta, vice lechais, a date is not worth a pruta. Amar Rav Zvid called Shadi Mishta Lav Klomu. Says the Gemara Iboyelahu Have Ashki Vishadi Mahu. Rashi explains. The Gemara Shailas, he only says one Lashon. Or cases where she said over there, Have Miyav, or Ashkui Ashkinon, or Shadi Mishta. Said it twice. And he said it once, what's the din? Amar Avina Mekudeshes. Rav Sama Baraksa, Amar Tagom, Tagod, Amaluka, Eino Mekudeshes. Lilchus Eino Mekudeshes. So, Rav Sama said, Ravina says Mekudeshes. It's like, you have to be medayik between once or two. Say a story, supposedly, a story about Rabbi Yosha. Maybe you heard the story. Someone came into Rabbi Yosha and asked him if twisty ties are mutter. He said, what's a twisty tie? He said, it's like this. He said, it's awesome. Someone else came in and asked him the same shayla, twisted taisa. Is it mutter? Said problem of kosher.
Shabbos.
He says twisty twice. If you this is a mutter. He said yes. He said, but you told the other guy no. He said the other guy went like this twice. This guy went once. So once is mutter, twice is aser. So you have to be very, you know, people with tam are very careful about exactly have me av, maybe have me av. He's like, just give it to me, just give it to me, give it to me. Is already I'm asking, just give it to me. I'm not asking, but no, as Sama says, not like that. Taga de Malka is the crown of the throne. Eina mikudeshes. The Hilchasa and Mukudesh, the Hilchasa Shiro, the Tzvichishuma, the Hilchasa Rabbi Lozer. You're passing like Rabbi Lozer. That Rabbi Lozer says, in the case of Iskachali Bemana, she gives a dinar, Mukudesh to Yashlam, Hilchasa Kirova, Rav Nachman, that he says, Mane Enkan, Mashkin, Enkan. Rabbi Say, that's the end of the Sugya. We did it. That's the end of Kesef. Basically, this entire Zman, we're talking about Kesef. If you think about it, everything we're talking about was Kesef, how Kesef works, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, over and over and over again, so many different places. This was like such a pleasure that I really wish that we would be learning the first paragraph of Kedusha next month again, because I just enjoy this so much. But Lemaisa, there are other people here in Yeshiva, and they're a little bit interested in seeing other things. So Beli Neder next month, we'll be doing Daf Yudalet on the base, which is the Inyan of Avodim. It's there is Shir Kloli on Sunday by Avram Simcha Stark, the younger brother of Chaim Dov Stark. And he's going to use Shir Kloli on Yonam of Goda. So this is the last Shir for first break of Kedushin for now. So Hashem, hopefully we'll get back to it. I want to give you all Yashar Koyach for all of you that are still here for a really exceptional Zman. I'd like to share with you just a quick word on the parashas. There are Chumash here.
Yeah.
This is it, folks. This is it.
Double punches in the back.
Beginning of Parshas Pekudei, the first pasuk, Ela Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Eidus Shepukar Api Moshe Avodas Alevim B'yad Yisomar B'tzal Al Benuri B'mchur Osar Es Kol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Rashi over here comments that we started talking about Moshe Rabbeinu Pukar Api Moshe, and then it just goes, B'tzal seems to be like almost like he's getting directions from Hashem. B'tzal Benuri B'mchur Osar Es Kol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, but it doesn't say Asher Tziva Moshe. Bezalel didn't speak to Hashem. Bezalel spoke to Moshe. Why does it say Asher Tziva Hashem? It should say Asher Tziva Moshe leBezalel. Says Rashi something that's absolutely fascinating, which is as follows: if you look in the Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said to him, "I want you to build the bais." When the pasuk just says Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to build the kelim achar kach mishkan, first build the kelim and then the mishkan. Bezalel said, if I don't have a bias, where am I going to be machnes all the kelim? So therefore, Bezalel ki'ilu seems like he like went against Moshe Rabbeinu. He built first the bias and then the mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Oh, you're right. You were right. Betzel kel ha'yisa. You were in the shadow of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's really what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to do." Now I want you to know that it says that Chaim Brisker would not learn this Rashi. Chaim says it's not shayach to dingin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Sala went against Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't be. You will learn this Rashi. It's born in the Sefer Torah Chaim. Famek the Rashi. Didn't happen. Doesn't exist. Never happened. So I don't know the exact nusach of the Gemara and Brachas. Didn't happen. So I heard a pshat from the Stolen Rebbe. It doesn't mean, the Goyin says, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom that Tzal was being Chaylak HaMesh Rebbein. It means as follows. If you're talking in order of Chashivus, what's the most Chashiv? Avada, what's most Chashiv is the Kelim, the Menoira, the Shulchan, the Oroin. I mean, these are, the bias is just, it's just Echatimtza. It's just somewhere to house all of these awesome Kelim. But what did Bezalel say? Bezalel says, if I don't have anywhere to put all of these kelim, then the kelim are just—they're just gonna be useless. So avada in order of chashivos, first the kelim, then the mishkan. But practically, if you don't have some sort of seder, if you don't have a place where to put all of your things, so then it's all just gonna get lost. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bezalel, this is the most chashiv than this, than this. Bezalel said, okay, man, you want me to build it? I understand what's most chashiv. But I'm going to build first the bias and then. Same way we have in the Chadoidi, it says in the Chadoidi, it says, Soif ma'aseh b'machshav etchila. The whole world is for Adam Arishan. So why is Adam Arishan last, not first? Because I'm going to put everything in place, and then afterwards, I'm going to bring you there. You're the most important thing. So too with the bias, if a person doesn't have Seder, if you don't have a place where to put your things, you don't have a place, it's just like out in the open, it's going to get lost. It's like a person buys a diamond, a precious diamond. If he doesn't have a setting for the diamond can get lost. But as long as the diamond is in a ring, so then he knows where the diamond is. Person has beautiful pearls. If you strand them and put them on a necklace, so then the pearls are all connected. If you don't, then they're just pearls flying all over the place. The inyan of Seder, the inyan of a person having structure, structure in his life, structure in his day, it's not just, you know, it's a good thing. If he doesn't have structure, then all of the matanas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, down the drain. And it's very difficult when we're going into a matziv of bein hastorim, of a matziv of bein hazmanim, where a person doesn't have any, isn't given a structure. Now we have to make a structure for ourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a beautiful first perek of Kedushin, such a beautiful Meseches Kedushin, gave us so many matonas, and also the madregas, whatever we accomplished in this man, everything, all the sensitivities, all of our davening, all of our learning. Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go over Minas Manim? If everyone says, yeah, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to learn, I'll do this, I'll do that, it's all going to go to waste. Unless a person makes himself a structure. And he makes for himself, okay, I have a kavua that I daven. A mean kavua that I daven. I have a chavusa in a certain time of the day. Whatever the structure is, avada, your structure during this man is like a palace. And in this man, maybe it's just a little bit of a small little hut. But it has to have a structure. If there's no structure, then we're going to lose everything. So, in this Chazak v'nis Chazek, as we finish the Sefer, Sefer Shmois, and we finish this man, should be zoche every one of us that we should be able to build for ourselves a sanctuary that is one that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, and we should be zoche that we'll be able to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we should be zoche to be Nechal min HaZvachim u'min HaPsachim. You're all invited to join my Chabura in the Korban Pesach, Beis Hashem, this year. We're all invited to join the Chabura. I don't know if we're going to have enough meat for everybody, but we'll figure it out. Everyone's invited to join the Chabura, and we should be Zeicha, to Uvalot, Tzion, Goyal, Meir, and Meir.